St. Paul's Cathedral. St. Paul's has been a worship site since ancient times. In 604, a wooden church was built in honor of the Apostle St. Paul on the site of an ancient Greek temple, making it the oldest church in England. In 1666, a great fire which lasted 4 days devastated the center of the medieval city and destroyed the church. Years later, it was rebuilt to become the grand cathedral you can see today. Inside, a large dome takes center stage. At 85 meters high, it was inspired by the dome which Michelangelo designed for St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. The interior is composed of three circular galleries. The Whispering Gallery, which is known for its incredible acoustics. The Stone Gallery and the Golden Gallery, which boasts excellent views of the city. The crypt is also part of the cathedral structure. Within it lie the remains of historical British figures, such as Admiral Nelson, Alexander Fleming, Winston Churchill, and the Duke of Wellington. During the Second World War, it was bombed several times, which destroyed the great altar and part of the crypt, while the dome shifted laterally by a few centimeters. One bomb even landed within the structure without exploding. Thankfully, Royal Engineers managed to deactivate it before the cathedral was totally destroyed. Some of Britain's most notable contemporary events have taken place within the cathedral, such as Prince Charles and Princess Diana's wedding, and the funerals of Winston Churchill and Margaret Thatcher.